Welcome to Standing in the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. Josh, some people view the church attendance as an option. What does Scripture tell us about attending church regularly, and should we take this subject more seriously?
Of course we should take it more serious. As a pastor, what do you expect me to say? I'm going to say that, yes, church attendance should be taken so serious. And that's my opinion. We have church three times a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We even have Sunday school at 10 on Sunday. And me personally, as a Christian, I want more church, not less. I know I'm a pastor, so they're probably rolling your eyes saying, oh, that's just a pastor and his opinion. But I want more. I don't want less. I want to be around Christians all the time. We're here right now on late on a Wednesday night doing these things. I want to be around Christian people. That's the desire of my heart. So that's a personal opinion. That's my personal preference. But I know we're supposed to give biblical answers here to these things. So I want to make it biblical. I have that in common with all of Christianity in the New Testament. You find it early on in Acts when the church first started. Acts chapter 2, they were together. It wasn't even Sunday morning. It wasn't one Sunday a month. It wasn't Easter. It wasn't Christmas. It says they were together every day. It was a common thing that they were studying the Word together and praying and having meals and taking the Lord's Supper. It starts very early on that the church wanted to be together. The Christians wanted to fellowship. Christians wanted to learn. So it started early on in Acts. Read Acts. I've preached through Acts. The church stayed together. Every chance they got, and this is a biblical answer, every chance they got, they met together. Every chance they got, they fellowshiped together. They were not trying to escape it. They were looking for ways to go. That's what they were after. And then you can go even more into the New Testament, and you can see every letter was written to the church. That's the value of the church. I mean, the whole New Testament is about the church, a local assembly. I mean, just name the letters. Galatians, a church in Galatia. Ephesians, a church in Ephesus. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. A local church. Go to the seven churches in Revelation. Seven local churches that had a congregation, that had a pastor, that had people meeting, that were reading the letter, that were taking the Lord's Supper together, and they were baptizing. The church is valuable. The church is important. And I can give you verses to back that up too. The passage in Hebrews that said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Don't forsake it. Don't stop it. But even more so, do it more as the day approaches. As times get worse and worse and worse, as the day Christ is going to come, we need to meet together more. That verse doesn't say, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together and do it less and less and less as the day approaches. No, it's very valuable and important that we fellowship and assemble together as a church. So to answer your question, probably went a little bit longer than I should have on that one. Very passionate subject for me. Church is vital. I think it should be it's a command we should follow, but I think it's a desire that we should all have as well.
Thanks. And again, that's Josh Tompkins, pastor of West End Baptist Church. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @West End Baptist Church.